This is the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Channel on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Caleb Wick. Johnny came back with you, and well, coach, looking back at last week, you go on the road to Centralia, just had a horrible start to that game, but ultimately your guys really don't play too bad. So you look at that score, a 36-12 loss, probably not quite indicative of how well your guys did play. So looking back at that game, coach, what were your thoughts?
You know, just mental lapses, mental mistakes, really, and it started from the coin flip. You know, we had some miscommunication and, you know, maybe some brain farts in there a little bit. And, you know, we end up kicking to them both halves, which is, it's just unacceptable, and that's on me. You know, I got to teach the kids better than that, so I'll definitely take the blame on that. But, you know, overall, we couldn't have started worse. You know, we give up a touchdown the second play of the game, and then we get the ball, mistake on a snap. Fourth and long, we punt, have a great punt, line up wrong, re-kick it, and then the snap goes over his head. He punts it about 5 yards, and they get it on the 10-yard line and score again. So, you know, we're looking 2 or 3 minutes into the game down 13-0. So that was definitely a downer. But, you know, we could have tucked our tail and, you know, headed home right there, and it'd be a blowout. So I'm very, very proud of the kids that the next possession they came down, you know, drove down the field and scored on a long pass play and, you know, get it 13-6 and, you know, 21-13 at halftime, and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. And then, you know, typical Centralia, you know, good on them. They, you know, have a long 9-10 minute drive there in the third quarter and score and get the 2-point conversion, and we're just playing catch up from there. You know, we drove the ball there in the second half, but we always stalled out in their territory. And you know, give credit to their defense. They, you know, made some adjustments in the second half, and we just didn't have a counter for it. But overall, I felt like we got better, especially on the offensive line, and we'll learn from it. And hopefully we'll see the value of that game this week against Wabunsee.
Yeah, talking about that, I mean, the first 2 weeks, really, you didn't have a whole lot of troubles against Oskaloosa and Horton, and then you knew going into Centralia it was going to be a battle. Was that good for you, just from a coaching standpoint, to now really see what your guys do have and what you really need to work on as you head further and now into district play?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, when we're playing Horton and Oskaloosa, you know, they might not be as good as the Rossvilles and the Troys of the world, so you could definitely see that Centralia was definitely battle-tested, and they had played a full football game and a physical football game. And, you know, that's another thing that we really need to work on, is we were just physically beaten against them on Friday, but, you know, our kids learned from it, and they know what it takes now, and they know what they have to do to compete at that level. So, yeah, it's definitely a positive for us.
And looking ahead to this week, you'll host Wabunsee. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Caleb Wick. And, well, coach, now you look ahead to this week. You talk about Wabunsee coming to town. Wabunsee, they're a team that's been kind of up and down this year, but they do have some guys that can present problems. So what do you look at against the Chargers here this week?
Yeah, they definitely have the big play threats. You know, it starts with their quarterback. He's a great athlete. I think he's been starting since he was a freshman or sophomore. And, you know, hopefully he can play here on Friday. I know he got nicked up a little bit in the first half of Troy game last week and didn't play the entire second half. But, you know, we gotta practice like he's playing. And, you know, he's a dual threat quarterback, and he loves to get out of the pocket and loves to you know, buy a lot of time and then throw across his body to open receivers. And the receivers do a very good job of coming back to the ball and getting open on a scramble drill. And, you know, it's homecoming week for us, so, you know, coaches always think about distractions and everything like that. But, you know, I embrace it. You know, spirit week is fun. You know, let the kids have fun during the course of the week. And I think, you know, they're mature enough to know, you know, when it's time to practice, it's time to practice. And when it's Friday on game day, they know they have to keep it serious and stay focused up. So, you know, we're having fun this week, especially in practice. And like I said, spirit week, everything that's going on. So overall, I think we're definitely getting better this week, and hopefully we can see that on Friday night.
And coming off that loss to Centralia, what do you look at as far as some goals here heading into this week? I know, obviously, like you said, that you couldn't have got off to a worse start there against Centralia. Do you maybe just kind of start with that as getting off to a much better start here against Wabunsee and then see what happens?
Yeah, and, you know, what we're practicing, take it to the game field. You know, we're harping all these fundamentals, and the kids are doing an exceptional job in practice, and it seems like we go to a, you know, Friday night football game, and sometimes you got deer in the headlights look, and they revert back to what's comfortable for them, and that's, you know, some bad habits that we need to get rid of. So hopefully just taking what we learn on the practice field and putting it to use on the game field is definitely what we're looking forward to this Friday.
Well, hey, Coach, thank you so much, as always, for taking the time. Certainly appreciate it. Good luck against Wabunsee on Friday.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jacksonites Cobras, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. It's brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on FM 103.9 KNZA.